Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Boleyn. Let's get started.
Hi, friend. Happy Monday. How are you doing? Welcome to March 1st. I cannot believe, I say this every month and I feel like I am a broken record with this, but oh man, wow. It is March 1st of 2021. Here we are. Let's do it. There's still so much time left in the year and so much time left to build your businesses and to make that dream a reality of leaving your 9 to 5 and building your own online business. So I don't know about you, but I am super, super excited for what is ahead. And on the calendar and on the docket for 2021, we have a lot of stuff happening within She Did It Her Way and so many amazing things coming up. And I'm just so excited about that. My husband and I are hopefully moving at some point in March into right now we live in Irving Park, if you're familiar with Chicago, and we are moving into the Lincoln Park Lakeview area. So very exciting about that. But moving, I'm sure as a lot of you can resonate and relate to, is one experience to it always sounds very exciting to move. And then when it comes down to like the week before and maybe the week after, it's kind of like things are such in flux. So we will, I feel like every time I move is a really great coaching opportunity for myself to work through my emotions and my thoughts. So lots of exciting things coming up. If you are in Elevate University, we're going to be adding a lot more tactical trainings to that too, especially when it comes to online business and coaching and sales and all of that as well. So like I said, if you are someone who is looking to really accelerate, go all in and make 2021 the year that you quit your job, definitely join us in Elevate University. It is so fun and so amazing. I love it. Okay. And then last thing before we get into today's episode is I am hosting a free training in March, and it's about the five easy steps to launch your podcast. And definitely recommend jumping over to shedidherway.com and registering for that training. I'm doing 2 live trainings the third week in March, and they are 60 minutes, so you can decide and choose which one fits best with your schedule. But I'm going to be going over my exact plug and play content planning framework. I know that is a really big one that kind of keeps people from launching their podcast because the whole content piece seems really overwhelming. I'm going to go through the exact and the specific tech setup that you need to start recording today, and then also how to really go in and make your podcast profitable from the start, even if you don't have a business yet. And then the 5 steps, the tangible next steps to get started right after you leave the training. So you can head to shedidherway.com and click the button at the top to go ahead and register for that training. All right. So today, let's dive into today's episode about the 4 lies that you may be telling yourself that are keeping you from actually launching your podcast. And this episode was inspired by working with the students inside my paid Podcast Your Way course and recognizing some of the lies or limiting beliefs that they had coming into the program that actually kind of stalled them out and they procrastinated from taking action. So hopefully today will give you a behind the scenes and being able to peel back that layer so that maybe these are some of the lies that you're telling yourself that you want to start a podcast, but you're kind of sharing, telling yourself these lies that are keeping you from actually taking action. So the first one is thinking that, and these are in no particular order either, but the first one is thinking that you won't have enough guests for your show. And let me tell you, this could not be further from the truth, because so many people in even podcasting right now, podcasting started about 10 years ago, and it's still like having a podcast to grow your business is one of the best ways to get your message out there and connect with an audience. It's how I've built She Did It Her Way. It's been the way how I'm able to communicate and connect with each and every single one of you. There's thousands of you every single week, and it's such a great medium. And to think that you're not going to have enough guests for your shows. I want to put that at ease right now. There are so many people, because podcasting is such a great way to connect with an audience, that there's so many people that would love to be a guest on your show, and that would be such a great fit to be a guest on your show. And recently, a student inside the program posted in a simple intake form that she created from Google. Super easy, super simple. Once you create the form, you can use that link. And she posted that link inside of a Facebook group that she is a part of. And within 24 hours, she had over 15 potential guests wanting to be on her show. So you, my friend, will not have a problem finding guests for your show, because so many people see the value of being a guest on other people's shows because it's a way to expose and market their business and find visibility. So you will not have a problem finding guests for your show. So that's the first lie that I find that people who are thinking about launching a podcast think to themselves is that, oh man, I don't know if I'm going to have enough guests. You will. The second lie is telling yourself that I'll launch a podcast when I launch my business. And the reason why I say this is a lie is because you don't need to launch your business in order to launch your podcast. In fact, if launching your podcast and having some idea of what your business is, I believe is one of the best situations to be in. And here's why. Because let's say you are in the beginning stages of building your business, you are working full time and you don't have the offer that you don't have an offer for your business quite yet, but you have an idea of where you want to go. Let's say health and fitness. And so starting a podcast is the beginning steps of building in that marketing engine and a way to connect and build an audience that will eventually engage with you and potentially invest in your products or services down the line. It's kind of like when people say that you should start building an email list yesterday, because the sooner that you build an email list, the sooner that you start your podcast as a way to connect with your audience, it is going to be so valuable. And so there's different things that you can do, which I'm going to talk about in the training, is really being intentional in how to build a profitable podcast from the start. And there's things that you can do right away when you launch your podcast, even if you don't have your business yet, but launching your podcast, building that audience on the side, so that when you get to that place where you're ready to offer your products or services, you're going to have an engaged audience who wants to invest with you. And so that's why I say you don't have to have a business in order to get started, in order to launch your podcast. In fact, if you start your podcast and launch it and build that audience before you even get to a place of your business and knowing your offer exactly, then you're going to have that audience built in already, which is a beautiful place to be in, because then it's going to be easier from a sales standpoint. So that's one that I definitely have seen, like, okay, man, I'll launch my podcast when I have a business. But ultimately, there's a lot of things you can do right now, even if you don't know exactly what it is you're going to offer in terms of products or services. The third lie is that I'm not techie. And I hear this a lot. And let me tell you that you do not have to be a tech person to launch a podcast. I promise. You can launch your podcast today with a set of headphones, using Audacity software, which is a free recording software that you can download. And all you need is a podcast hosting software, which we use Simplecast. They are amazing. And that podcast, that hosting site, is simply where you upload all of your information, the audio file, any show notes, your graphics, that then push it out to other outlets like Spotify, Google App, or Google Podcast, Apple, all of them. And so I know if you think that there's like so many moving parts when it comes to the tech, you really only need three things to get started: headphones, Audacity to record your episodes, or let me say Zoom if you decide to do guest interviews as well. And you can use Zoom under, I believe, 40 minutes is free. And then Simplecast, you just need a hosting site. So there's other ones like Libsyn and a few more, but we use Simplecast. So that's why I recommend it. And I think their user interface is super friendly and amazing. So even if you think you're not a tech person, I promise you that getting started is way, way easier than you think. And the fourth and final lie is thinking and saying, I don't have enough time to launch a podcast right now. And the truth is that once you have all your systems in place, you can be extremely efficient at producing your show. And there are a couple different ways that we save time when it comes to podcast production. One, templates, which we use templates for just about everything from podcast production template that we set up in Asana to social media graphics to episode graphics to email templates when we reach out to guests, when we send a, hey, your episode has been launched, which by the way, all these templates you get inside Podcast Your Way. But that is whenever you create templates within your business, you are going to be able to move so much faster. So that's one where we save a lot of time. Two is we use software. And one place that we use software in the podcast production is when it comes to show notes. And this software is called otter.ai. And what it does is it helps us transcribe our episodes. So rather than my podcast manager sitting down and listening to every single episode, whether it's a solo cast, whether it's a guest interview, she sits down instead of her sitting down and listening and transcribing manually. What she does is she takes the audio file, drops it into Otter, and then within minutes, Otter produces this very raw transcription of the entire episode. And so from there, she goes in and she edits and she modifies it, but it takes her way less time. And I think when I subscribed to Otter, I did a year subscription and I paid $100. And so you think about, I'm investing $100 for a year, or maybe it's like $10 a month, but you get so much time back. So if you're worried like, oh my gosh, show notes, how does that work? Using Otter has helped us save so much time and energy. The third thing that has allowed us to save so much time is batch recording. So if we're recording interviews, I like to do them back to back to maximize my time and energy rather than one-off interview here, one-off interview there. And one thing that I teach is that if you are someone who has a full-time job and you are launching your podcast on the side as you're building your overall online business, is to really look at your calendar and see, like, can you carve out 3 hours in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 week a month? So that you are using, let's say, the first week of every month, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to do your podcast interviews, to get them on your podcast content calendar. So that way, at the end of the first week of every month, you've got your 9 episodes or how many ever episodes, and maybe you skip and do every other month because you batch record. Doing that is going to save you time and energy, because in the beginning when we launched She Did It Her Way, this was back in 2015, I was doing interviews every single day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all the time of the day. So sometimes it would be in the morning, sometimes it would be in the afternoon. And what I found is that doing podcast interviews requires a lot of energy. It requires you to be engaged, to actively be listening, to get excited. And that, even as an extroverted person, for me, it takes a lot of time, mental energy to get in that headspace. And so once you're in it and you batch record, once you do one and you've got the next one after it, you're using that energy and riding that wave so that you can conserve your energy over time, as opposed to doing an episode on Monday or recording an episode on Monday, recording one on Wednesday. You're able to be more efficient and optimize that energy. So those are three ways that we really save time and energy in the podcasting production and the launch of it. Again, it's using templates, finding software automation opportunities, and then also batch recording. Okay. So those are the four lies that I see that maybe you are telling yourself that's causing you to procrastinate taking action on the podcast. Maybe you're also thinking like, oh my gosh, what if I launch it and I don't keep up? Which is a natural part, because your brain's freaking out because it's like, oh my gosh, you're going to really do this thing, which also it's so important to be plugged into a community of others who are also launching their podcast, who are also excited about the launch and everything that goes into it. So again, if you are thinking about launching your podcast and finally getting it off the ground, maybe you've taken some action steps, but you haven't really just gone all in and committed and you want to learn more, definitely check out the training, the 5 steps, how to launch your podcast in 5 easy steps. You can head to shedidithirway.com and register there. And I look forward to seeing you in the training. And if you have any questions, hit us up on Instagram. And I'm so excited. Until next time, keep doing it your way.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithirway.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes, and you can also access free trainings and resources all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's podcast episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.